Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Now remember, this morning it's an open mic morning format. It's actually a free-for-all format. What does that mean? That means that any noise that you can hear in your background, we can actually hear as well. We're leaving the lines open. Why? Because we want you to share stories. You know, we know that our method of operation is pour two shots, press play, and make money. And we want people to share stories. It inspires other people with stories they wouldn't normally see themselves. And I know a lot of you have been sharing those stories on Facebook, or you've been calling one another because you're so excited, or sharing stories with us. But it's an opportunity for people who are on the call to hear those stories that raises everybody's confidence and sense of certainty and knowledge in knowing what is happening out there. The second reason is it's a great way when you can share examples. You know, people ask you questions rather than just answer in a very simple way. You just say, hey, you know what, let me just share a story with you. Stories just illustrate the point. And most people love to hear information that way. It makes sense to them that way. And they see themselves being able to do that. And number three, and you always hear them say that do as diamonds do. Leaders lead by example. Leaders are the first to do what they want to see in their group. So we want you to share a story. It can be as short as 10 seconds. Actually, there's no story for short. It can be a simple product story about, you know, how great Bozzy's been. It can be a simple story about shots, press play, and make money for yourself and for your team. Or it can be a story about, you know, what Team and Spirit, the support, and everything else that it's doing for you. So who wants to, now remember, if you have any noise at all, press *6. That'll mute your individual line. Then when you want to speak, press *6 again, or just mute your individual line. But it sounds fantastic. So good morning. Who else wants to be the first person to share this morning?
Apple Valley, California.
Well, we got UP. Who were the? I heard three voices. UPS. Who else was there?
Robert Burgess.
Is it Rob Burgess?
Rob from Idaho.
Rob is on there. Who else was this?
Howard from Hesperia.
Howard. Who else was there?
I'm Chandler.
Eddie Hall from Oklahoma.
Who else was there?
Eddie Hall from Oklahoma.
Eddie. Paul.
You got Booker from Columbus.
Booker. So, all right, guys, hold on a second. Let's start off in the order in which they came on here. So remember, guys, we can be as short as 10 seconds, but no longer than a couple of minutes. We want to make sure that everybody can get on here. But let's start off with the lady, because Donise was the first lady that's on here. So let's start off with ladies. Donise, do you want to share for less than a couple of minutes here?
Yes. Well, good morning, Gary. I am so excited. You know what? I've come to the conclusion. I have never seen so much activity. I'm talking about I had 20 appointments set in 4 days. Now, what made the difference in me having 20 appointments this week? Why didn't I do that? Why didn't I have that 4 weeks ago? By going to Dallas, I tell you, it's so important that we stay connected and get involved in events. Dallas changed my total life. Dallas did something to me. It caused me to, when you make a decision, want to succeed, the decision that you can, that this business is so incredible. Everybody comes, motivation comes, but it all starts with a decision. And I thank God for you and Sylvia, how you just kept on moving. Phone, you provided Dallas for us. Dallas is something else. Dallas was, it put everybody on fire. And I'm telling people this morning, just make a decision that you want to be a 250K. Just make a decision you want to be a diamond, and everything else will fall in place. I'm saying I'm so excited, Gary. I just made a decision I'm going to be a 250K. And I tell you, and then activity just follows you. It just follows you. All you got to do is just work it. 20 appointments this week, 20, because I made a decision to be a diamond. So I tell you, I thank God for the motivational calls every morning. I thank God for Dallas. I mean, it was just a fabulous event. I just thank God for all of my upline, the support I've gotten. I mean, it's just been amazing. So I just want to say thank you and making a decision to be successful. And when I found out the definition for success is a decision made on purpose. So I'm excited, and you looking at your next 250K, and my team wants to be 250K. We just all working it together because we source our upline working together. Thank you, Sylvia and Garrett.
Well, Donnie, you're more than welcome. And first of all, I want to make sure we can always hear everybody. If you're outside, for example, or you're on a cell phone, just press *6. It'll mute your line. Or if you have got a TV in the background or anything, because any background noise, even if you're walking, just that slight wind, or if you're away from your base unit, we can hear. And Donnie, you know, Donnie is one of the busiest people I know. As the pastor, the pastor's wife, who also ministers, you know, she is very busy in her community. She is also a very successful entrepreneur. To do 5 presentations per day truly is getting up early in the morning. It truly is doing one at lunch, and it truly is figuring out a way to do one on the way home. It truly is doing a couple of presentations in the evening. And many of you may say, that's amazing. Well, she's going from 50K directly to 250K, and her goal is to get there inside of a 60-day window. And she's making that happen by working together with her team and leading by example and just removing all excuses. When people say, I don't have time, she's removing them all, saying, you don't have time, and she can see how she's doing that. So, Donnie Stiller, thank you very much. Let's go over to UPS. Danny,
good morning, Garrett. Thank you.
You are more than welcome.
Well, Garrett, I just have a couple quick things that I wanted to share. And one of them was we heard there in Dallas about excuses and about getting distracted. And I really reflected on the drive home about myself. And before the event, several weeks before the event, my roommate called me out and said, Dan, you haven't, you know, been doing the activities that you did in your business, and he's not even in the business. And so I said, well, I just had 7 surgeries on my face and this and that. And he said, well, you need to quit making excuses, Dan. You can dial the phone. And I just kind of said, oh, John, you just don't understand. And you know what? Coming out of that event, Garrett, being focused and really looking at what an excuse is, what things distract us and keeping us focused, and the importance of events and being plugged in on the morning calls, like Donnie said, are just so critical. And certainly my life has changed in that aspect. And the other thing is being unstoppable. Getting in a van with 8 people who didn't really even know each other, and traveling all the way back to Dallas in Southern California was the most incredible experience that I've ever had. And seeing that group of people come together and be unstoppable to get there, be unstoppable to get home, and what's happened since then, and the memories and the dream building that we had in that van was nothing short of incredible.
Well, UPS Dan, I want to just tell everyone that, you know, he is talking about that basically 30 days before coming to Dallas, he had very extensive and painful surgery for skin cancer on his face, which anyone that has gone through it with them knows the pain that was involved, how challenging that was. But the doctors were amazed, or are amazed, at the speed at which he's recovered, and he's talking about no excuses. One of the things that he's saying is good excuses are just good reasons to fail. You know, great excuses are just great reasons to fail, but they don't bring it closer to your goal. They just leave you there, and where you give an excuse is where you raise your hand and say, I'm okay staying here. And UPS Dan is not okay. He said, I'm moving forward. I'm making it happen. I'm leading by example. And you can see it's unlocked the potential for him and for his team. So thank you for being the leader that you are and leading by example. You truly are amazing, my friend. We absolutely love you. Let's go to I know I heard right there we had Rob and Lisa. We want to watch the time, everybody. Here, Rob and Lisa, over to you guys.
Hey, Garrett and Sylvia, we just want to say from the bottom of our hearts, thank you guys for everything you did for this past weekend. Dallas was just incredible. The people we met, everything we learned, you know, you just can't put that up. You can't put a price on that. This was Lisa's very first event she'd been to, and her and I connected like we haven't connected in years. And I got to say, Garrett, you've created a monster. Lisa is like Garrett on steroids right now. She is so fired up, so excited. This is just going to be awesome, and everybody's going diamond.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, we love you guys. You're absolutely amazing.
That is just wonderful. I'm just so happy to hear that. That is awesome.
whoever's got noise in their background, if you're just, you know, if you're maybe tidying up the kitchen or maybe you're doing a little bit of work or something, you probably don't realize, but anything, any noise you can hear, we can also hear. And Rob and Lisa, you guys are amazing, and that's why I love what Chris Callier says all the time. Major decisions are made at major events, and that major decision was made by you and Lisa. You know, couples that build it together, grow it together, and you guys made a decision together, and you're building that business, and you're going diamond. You've made that decision. Well, thank you very much for sharing. Eddie Hall, are you there, Eddie? I know you're out there in Oklahoma. Do we have Eddie?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'm actually driving down to Dallas right now, so I'm in the car. Hopefully you guys can hear me okay.
We can.
Good. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you also for the event, and you know, I just want to let you know, my wife and I came out of that event, the first thing that we did when we got home was sit down with our kids and do dream circles with them. And I got to tell you, it's pretty impactful to do a dream circle with them and let them know, you know, why we're doing what we're doing, and you know, why Dad's traveling, and why I'm doing presentations, you know, 3-4 times a day. And, you know, I just want to let, you know, hopefully if my guys are on today or, you know, anybody out there wants to take this advice, do it with your kids. And trust me, it's very impactful. I mean, just in just a couple of days, they've already changed their attitude on why, you know, that came. So say that. Appreciate everything so far. It has been unbelievable. We've shown more than we ever have in the last 4 days. Even the last 4 months combined, so it's been pretty awesome. That's it.
Well, thank you. And you know what Eddie just said was they've showed their team has showed the business more in the last 4 days than they did in the last 4 months. They have taken their activity to a whole new level. And, you know, Eddie Hall and Eloise, what have they done? They led by example. Their teams are now doing what they did, which is sitting down with their children, have their children completely on board, where the whole family unit is behind the whole family doing more activity, which frees Eddie up, where his children goes, okay, Dad, let's go for it. And that's how they're managing to do 5 presentations, 6 presentations per day, because they're out there. He's going to be a 100K diamond as a minimum In fact, they're going to blow right through it by the end of October. They're being unstoppable, and he's sharing how much fun that is and how much support he has by doing that dream circle with his children. Fantastic example, and thank you very much for sharing. And I know we've got Booker. Are you there, Sarah? We'd love Deborah and Booker, if you're out there, we'd love you to share briefly here. We just get Deborah and Booker, and then we'll get to Howard. So are you there? Sometimes it's hard to unmute the phone. I do know that. Sometimes it has a little bit of a challenge. I'm guessing that's the challenge you're having. No problem at all. Howard, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
We would love for you just to share briefly here before we just finish up the call. So, Howard, over to you, sir.
I'll try to go as fast as I can. I just want to just relate a story. Just recently at the World Track and Field Championships, a new world record was established. That's not uncommon in a sport that regularly produces world performances. However, you know, guys, the previous record in this event was virtually obliterated by the largest margin in the history of track and field. The 100-meter dash mark was lowered over a full second by Usain Bolt, nicknamed Lightning Bolt. He was virtually 10 meters in front of the field. And that's in a race that historically has been determined by photo finishes. Now, what's more is you'll note that Lightning has struck twice the track because the record he broke was the one he set last year in Beijing. But here's the kicker. 8 months ago in a British newspaper, Usain Bolt predicted his exact time of 9.58.
Hold on, Howard. Somebody's talking. If you're speaking, we can hear you. I just want to say the lines are wide open. So if you're listening in on the line and you happen to be speaking, the only person that should be speaking is Howard. Just mute your line, press *6. And sorry, Howard, I want to make sure we can hear what you're sharing.
I understand. But right, what I want to say was, here's the kicker. 8 months ago, in a British newspaper, Usain Bolt predicted his exact time of 9.58 right down to the 100th of a second. That is unbelievable. I'd say if it was not a goal in his mind before, it became a full commitment when he was quoted in the newspaper, true or not true. And I believe there was never a doubt in his mind the absolute necessity to put activity behind that commitment with a regimen an intense regimen of training mingled with a time trial to check his progress. What I can say unequivocally is, at this point in time, Usain Bolt has proved he is unstoppable. Now, in contrast to this, I want to go real fast here. I want you all to visualize something with me. You're in a marathon. It's a world-class marathon. You're about three-quarters into the race, mile 18, you realize you're in the lead and on world record pace. But unfortunately, 4 or 10 other competitors packed around you. But you realize something's got to give to break this race open, and it's up to you to break the race open. It's up to you to initiate the move. You assure yourself you've trained for this very moment, so you decide to break forth in what we call the surge. You've got to throw in a couple miles right here of blistering 420, sub-420 mile pace. It could make or break your race, but it's worth the effort if it works as planned. The pack begins to thin. Those who don't know how long you're going to sustain this insanity figure to let you go in hopes you'll drop back to them in oxygen debt, but that's their mistake. You realize the only one left on your shoulder is the one whose breath sounds labored. You're energized to carry the pace. The same sound of his breathing begins to fade, and the crowd shouts, "You've got 20 meters on him." You reach down deeper as adrenaline increases your lead to 50, then 100, then 200 meters. You know you've broken him. But as you settle back into a pace, you realize the new energy now carries you on at a pace which is still faster than that which you were holding before the surge. The crowd only serves to fuel your momentum to the goal. You have become unstoppable. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, I want to tell you, with the rewards Accelerate has so generously laid out before us, these next 60 days, we need to throw in a surge. And through this, you will also create a momentum that I believe may prove unstoppable.
Thank you.
All the way through to the end of January.
Well, thank you very much, Howard. And I want to thank everybody for sharing, because what Howard's saying is absolutely true. Everybody is putting in their because they really see in the next 60 days. You've heard Chris Callier and Tammy Scarlett said this is day 5 of 68. You've heard Howard end with that saying, we're focused on the next, 60 days in making it happen, because they know you can change your life now and forever based upon what you do there. Everybody's giving you examples of it. Don East Dillard, who is a diamond, said, I will be 250K diamond inside that window, because the company, our company, Accelerate, has given us everything that we need to make that happen in there. UPS Dan said the same thing. No excuses. He could easily say, I need the next 60 days to recover from, very painful, very aggressive skin cancer surgery. But he said, no, I'm going to lead by example. I'm going to make it happen in the next 60 days. Rob and Lisa Hawkins said they made a decision together. They're working the business together. And Lisa and Rob are out there making it happen. Eddie Hall and Eloise said, we sat down with their children. Us and our team were out there doing 5-6 presentations per day. We've done more in the last 4 days as a team than we did in the last 4 months. You heard Howard sharing that they're visualizing the success that can be had every single day and making a decision that they're going to make a surge right now. This is what you're seeing happen. Amazing things are going to happen within the next 60 days, and you can be part of that. And tomorrow is how you put that strategy together. Saturday morning's call is going to be best practices. It's going to be the best things that you've heard people learn over the last 5 days. The amount of learning that's gone on, the amount of Empower Packs that have been sold, the amount of new people join the business who already are repeating the process and doing it the same. You want to be part of that call. It starts tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Central Time. You want to be on that call and learn how other people are making this happen. You want to learn the plan that they have out there so you too can change your life, so you too can have that surge, so you too can put together for yourself a plan for you, for your family, for your team. And that call is at 10 a.m. tomorrow, and we will open up the lines for any questions and answers right at the end of that call, so you truly can participate in this life-changing moment that is happening over the next 60 days. So thank you very much, everybody, for being on the call. Donise, thank
you. You know, I always enjoy listening to Feedback Friday, but I think today was even more exciting than last week. Last week, everybody was getting ready for their Bozzi convention. This week, everybody's coming back from the Bozzi convention. And you literally are hearing, you're hearing people that are excited. You're hearing people that haven't had a lot of activity before they went to their event. This is one reason, guys, that events are so important in your primary companies, whether they're a small event or a large event. When I mean small event, I mean it can be you plugging in on a daily basis with your upline, with one of your leaders. You know, that's one thing that in ups and downs have kept Mark Layton and I, you know, focused, is because with one of us is down, one of us was up, and you just keep driving it forward. That's one of the reasons I blog so much. And I know, Jimmy, you've taught that for years, that you've got to be plugged in. You've got to be part of what's happening and what's going on if you're really going to stay engaged in your company.
Now, Troy, one of the most powerful things about being plugged in is the age-old expression that says meetings make money. And the reason meetings make money is because if you're having a great week, you probably don't need the meeting in your mind. You know, you're out there, you're unstoppable, you're lighting the world on fire. But the truth is, there's somebody else that's having a bad week. And the person that's having a bad week needs you and needs your energy at that meeting. And that's why it's mutually important for people who are having a bad week to be at a meeting, because they need to be around people that are having a good week. It's mm-hmm. mutually important for people that are having a good week to be at a meeting so that they can serve as an inspirational example to those people that might not be having such a great week, might be doubting themselves, questioning their own level of commitment, questioning their own sanity for that matter, Troy.
Man, that happens quite a bit, you know, and I know that one of the things we used to do when we were holding meetings was to let people know. Meetings are for the old people to stay motivated and engaged and focused. They're for the new people to get excited and want to join. Guys, events are the same way. Weekly conference calls are the same way. Radio for your mind. ACES Radio Live. I don't care what it is. That's for the old and new people, just like Jimmy's talking about here, guys. You have to stay engaged. You know, it's funny because I watch corporations. I've been in business for so long, and I watch my stock portfolio, and it brings up, you know, this whole thing of staying engaged, the whole focus of knowing where you're going and attracting the right people. And as I watched my Ford stock go down over a 12-month period, it was amazing to watch the company, Jim, because they were cutting back, they were selling off non-performing assets, they were bringing in new leadership. The company, the founder, Henry's grandson, decided to back out as the day-to-day operator months in advance of what was going on in the economy. And when it came time for the companies in the auto industry to look for bailouts, instead of looking for a bailout, Ford wrote a $10 billion check and paid off some of their debt. They've never taken a dime because they stayed focused on the big picture. And we see what happened to GM and Chrysler. They had to go. They had to get rid of their management. They lost massive amounts of money. They were on the verge of bankruptcy. Guys, when you don't focus on your core business, if you don't focus on taking care of you, making sure you're growing on a daily basis, Jim wrote a phenomenal book that he got to write some chapters on just being able to go out there in MLM. And I'm telling you, you've got to stay engaged, because when you don't, all of a sudden, you wake up one day, you get a rejection, commission checks lower than you think. You find out you've got a new CEO of your company, a product's been trashed, a new product's there. You don't know what you're doing, and you quit. You have to stay engaged. You've got to be seeing that big picture. You've got to make sure that on a daily basis, you're getting motivated. You're getting strategized with books and DVDs and CDs and live conversations. Otherwise, a year from now, we won't even see you on these calls. We won't even know who you are, because you'll have quit, not just on MLM, but you'll have quit on yourself and your family one more time. And we don't want to see that happen, do we, Jimmy?
Absolutely not. You know, it reminds me of the old expression, commitment is nothing more than doing the thing that you say you're going to do long after the mood you set it in has passed. And a number of years ago, I actually wrote an article on what commitment was in terms of an acronym. And I've been sitting here trying to find this thing, Troy, and I know it's buried here somewhere on my hard drive. So, you know, bear with me here for a second while I locate this, because I know that it's something worth sharing, especially with the theme of today's show.
No, keep looking for it. Let me know, because something that you just, as you were talking, that I was thinking of was commitment. And, you know, I look at my wife because, man, there's nobody that I'm more committed to than Paige. And I love her to death, and she loves me. But, guys, you know what? There's days when she don't like me very much. There's days when she gets mad because I've left dirty clothes laying around. There's days when I've sat there and I've shaved and I haven't gotten the hairs out of the sink. And there's days when she needs me to do something and I'm too busy. But you know what? Our commitment for each other, we get over all those little bitty things. And she's no different. There's times that she does things and I just shake my head and wonder why. But because we're committed, man, we love each other. Guys, that's how Jimmy and I and Mark are when it comes to our doggone relationships, our friendships, and our business. It's that commitment that gets you through those hard times.
All right, Troy, I found it.
Okay.
The title of this is Commitment. 10 things listed below are the only things required to be successful in this business, nothing more, nothing less. The word commitment in the form of an acronym. C, communicate your message, share your story. Nothing happens if you're not doing this. It's the most important event that there is the activity. Number two, order your products via AutoShip to qualify for your company comp plan. First M, maintain a minimum number of customers within your business on AutoShip on a monthly basis. Note I said customers, not necessarily distributors, because they will help you to become qualified for anything that you do. The second M, maintain a personal library. Boy, I got my tang all tangled up this morning. At a minimum, the books that are on your organizational book list. You know, folks, you know, you'll hear Tori and I talk all the time about the importance. Leaders are readers. Readers become leaders. This is one that I really believe in. It's very important. I, imagine your dreams coming true. Have faith in the process and in yourself. The first T, tools. Get some tools working for you as soon as possible. You should be using tools with two people a day and constantly having 10 prospects in play. And a prospect in play is merely one that has not said yes to your business opportunity or company and joining you, or someone that has not said no. The third M, meetings make money. Get involved with your local meetings. Go to all your major functions. Something that you heard us talking about this morning. You hear us talking about this all the time. E, educate yourself about your company and your product line. Knowledge will give you confidence to be able to answer and overcome all objections. N, network with your upline mentor. And this is important, folks. This may or may not be the person who sponsored you into the business. Find a mentor, get connected. And the last T, total accountability. Do what you say you're going to do. The only person responsible for your success is the reflection staring back at you in the mirror. And below this, I put the quote, tape this statement up on your mirror. How much money can I make today if my downline works as hard as I do?
Now that, my man, is rock solid stuff.
You know, it shows just how simple it can be, Troy, because I did that in a generic form. I originally did that piece for our company, and when I read it just now, I did it in a generic form so that anyone who's listening to this and benefit from it. And I think I'm going to take it out and I'm going to put it up on the website as a blog post as well again to share that with people, because I think it's something that it's noteworthy. Now, commitment is the thing that drives the train with anybody, with any business that they choose to be part of and choose to build.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, we may need to get that up at Better Networker and on the website so people can actually glean from that. It's so important. And, folks, as we drive, as we come to a close this morning, I want to remind everybody that Aces Radio Live tonight, 5 to 6, we're going to have Garrett and Sylvia McGrath. It's going to be a powerful and dynamic call. And we're excited because it's been a while since Garrett's been on, and with them just getting their motivation, their focus, seeing their leaders out there. They're going to be on here giving us some really good generic training tonight on how we can get our leaders focused and built. So go to Aces Radio Live, be on the call. Folks, we'll see you next Monday for Radio for Your Mind. Have a fantastic day.
God bless everybody. Have a great weekend.